someone's got a bag of chips and they're shaking it out here constantly. Squirrels all over the place, running through the leaves.
You know, there's nothing like being in the deer stand and thinking that there's a deer coming in, only to find out it's just a ton of these squirrels making a bunch of racket. So much noise. You know, it's hard to stay focused when there's so much noise around us, isn't it? And it's not just in the deer stand. Life can get pretty noisy too. Everything is vying for our attention, and oftentimes it's to distract us from what we really should have our sights on, which is who? Christ. You know, that's what Satan has been doing ever since the Garden of Eden when he tempted Adam and Eve. Hey, they had it all. They look all around and the whole earth was perfect, and they were sharing it with God. But old Satan wanted them to focus on the one thing that God told them simply not to eat. Even when Jesus had called his disciples to follow him, and they were doing incredible miracles and healing the sick and healing the hurting, even Jesus had to step away to keep his focus on what really mattered. It says in Luke 5:16, "But Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for prayer." Hey, with the Christmas season upon us, right now is one of the busiest times of the year. Carols are playing, stores are packed to the brim, and so are our schedules, right? With all that noise that's around us, like gifts we think we need to buy or events that we might want to attend, and a certainly growing to-do list, we can easily get distracted from what matters most. Hey, take some time away from the noise and make time to refocus on what Christmas is really all about. The scripture says, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. But then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men.'" Hey, Jesus came to this earth to show us the depths of God's love for us, that He was willing to leave His throne in heaven and give His life as a payment for our sins. Christmas means so much more when we've actually accepted that gift that Jesus offers us, the free gift of salvation. Have you accepted that? Have you believed in Jesus as the Son of God and put your trust in Him? Have you asked Him to forgive you of your sins and to be the Lord of your life? If not, would you do that today? Hey, I would love to share with you about what a life looks like following Christ. Simply go to follow.lifeword.org to learn more. Maybe I'll spend a little more time out here in the stand today. I don't know, with these pesky squirrels around. But I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you somewhere next time out here in the great outdoors, hopefully with a deer on the ground, or maybe even a limit of squirrels if these squirrels don't calm down. See you next time.